Well, St. Clair High School was a start, and there were a lot of good people up there, church-going people and caring people up in St. Clair High, and I was proud to have known them.
I mean, although they segregated us, something good came out of it.
It sure did.
Uh-huh, I think so, because a lot of people look at yourself as, you know, and your contribution that you made here in Bremerton, and that was others, there's so many others that, you know, I can't even think of that have took a part in this community. So, you know, people did want to take part in. First, let's talk about that nickname that you had while you lived up there, St. Clair.
Well, that nickname started a long time ago. It's what was told to me. My grandparents were from Oklahoma, and they found oil on their land. And I was born in 1922, and I understand they lost the land, and they blamed it on me, and they say I was a jinx to them.
So that's how that
jinx nickname started. And it held on until I got grown almost, you know.
Do you know where about in St. Clair Heights did you live?
You know, on Linden.
On Linden Street.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh. Dan has my address where I lived on Linden, my brother.
Uh-huh. I have your brother's address. I think his name was Jesse.
Yeah. He had to live with his brother.
Uh-huh. So you guys just want to tell me a little bit about some of your experience?
I was footloose and fancy free.
43, you know, it was quite a few of them up there because Mrs. Greer say she was up there, and that's when Quincy Jones and all of them, and they say they had just finished those houses.
Yeah.
When Quincy Jones.
I was up there when Quincy Jones was there.
Uh-huh.
He was up there when I was there.
Uh-huh, and then you...
But I went in the service in 43, so if those pictures were taken after 43, I'm not in any of those, but...
So, and what about the juke joint place they talked about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that there?
You know, we used to do the juke joint at people's homes.
Oh, okay.
You know, but the place where we went was down at the casino.
Uh-huh. But that opened up later, right?
Yeah.
Didn't that open up later?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I went into service in 1943. I remember reading about the Tuskegee Airmen in San Antonio. I wrote to my boss in San Antonio, told him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Told him I wanted to get into the flying school. And he had a friend in the Senate at that time. And he wrote to his friend in the Senate. And when I got drafted, told me, he says, you're going to flight training in Tuskegee. And then I knew then that my friend had contacted the senator that he knew. And this senator gave me a recommendation. And that's how I got into flight school. Because they just weren't taking anybody, you know. You just couldn't apply, they go to take you.
So you actually was a Tuskegee Airman?
When I got married.
Uh-huh, when you got married in St. Clair Heights, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
But at that time, you didn't think nothing of it, you know.
Then you can tell us a little bit about your life here in Bremerton too, Al, and some of your contributions you have made here. And
Well, I told you a story of playing ball with the St. Clair Heights group. When I got a job in the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard, I joined the credit union, the credit union that we have now, and I became a member of the board of directors. Then I became chairman of the board of the credit union, president of the credit union. And that's where I enjoyed the knowledge of finance. So when I got done with that, we organized the NAACP credit union. Do you have anything on that?
Yes, I do, mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ms. Walker was, I think, manager at that mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And later on, guess what? Our folks, when we had NAACP credit union, mm-hmm. they wouldn't join because we were running it. Mm-hmm. I said they. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that many.
Because it was because it was an African American.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we changed it to People's Credit Union.